100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Birthday boy, touch them all. Timmy Grubbs will join us at 1:45. The latest on MLB storylines. Brian Johnson's going to join us at 2:30. Preview Nichols, Southern Miss over at the Shrine on Airline. You can hear that game on your home for Colonel Athletics coming up at 6:30 tonight. Kenny Farrell, 2:15. Going to talk and preview USA Chile. Little friendly on ESPN 2 around 6:30-ish tonight if you want to go check that out, soccer fans. 205 Rafael Esparza is going to chime in. Conor McGregor retiring from MMA. Is he WWE bound? How big a loss is that for MMA? And also, we will be waiting to speak to Coach Ron Hunter, new basketball coach of your Tulane Green Wave. And we'll have that here in a quick sec. And then also, of course, Sean Payton spoke this morning. We have a ton of news to get into when it comes to that. More importantly, tight end Jared Cook is signed. It's official. They've tweeted out a picture of him. They've sent out a press release. All is well. We are good. And there it is. Head coach Ron Hunter of the Tulane Green Wave joins us. Coach, you've had a busy, busy afternoon and morning. I see you've been second lining. You've done a lot already so far. How are you today? Thanks for joining us.
Oh, I'm glad to be here. No, it's been a whirlwind, but we're having a lot of fun and ready to go eat some great food here in New Orleans.
All right, Coach, I know we got just a little bit of time with you, so let's get right to it. Why Tulane? Why make the move from Georgia State?
Well, I'll be honest with you. You know, this is right up my alley. If you look at, IEPY, which is in a major city, and being able to turn that around and get them to the NCAA tournament. Then to Georgia State, had 10 straight losing seasons before we got there, a school in downtown Atlanta. We went 3 of the last 5 years to the NCAA tournament. The other two were NIT. This is right out my alley. This job for me is better than me going to a lower-level SEC place that's in a rural area. This is just, again, most time when it comes to university, it's about fit. I think this is a perfect fit for me. And so if I was going to leave Georgia State and I plan on retiring here, this is the type of job that I wanted.
What's your philosophy, Coach? What kind of basketball team can people expect to see in Uptown New Orleans?
Well, we'll press. We play an aggressive matchup, and we shoot a ton of threes. My teams have always been in the top 25 in three-point shooting. Shooting is imperative for what we try to get done. But again, it's extremely entertaining. But more importantly, it's winning basketball. I mean, it's not by accident we've won as many games as we have.
Coach, obviously talent helps you win games on the court. Also, I got to imagine relationships with players and how you get the most out of them. What's kind of, I guess, your philosophy to try to get the most out of players in today's college basketball?
Well, I think it's important. At the end of the day, kids got to play hard and they got to be invested. And so as a coach, that's part of my job. If you don't play hard, you won't play for me. I've been doing this too long and that won't happen. But two, it's about they got to feel like you're invested in them and then they got to invest in you and believe we're all in this thing together. And I think when you can get that, again, it changes the culture of what you're trying to get done in your program. And that's what we're trying to get done here at Tulane. We got to change the culture and the mindset of the basketball program here.
How quickly do you think Tulane can become a winning basketball team?
By 2 o'clock today. I didn't come here to lose. I did not. I could have stayed where I'm at. I don't believe I've never lost in my life. I've had some of the worst jobs that you can have and turned them into great jobs, and we won. And so the program at 2 o'clock today became a winning program.
Obviously, I said talent and getting players to come in and play, so recruiting is important too. But a lot of what you're going to do in turning things around, as you said, doing it here at 2 o'clock is going to be with players you're bringing back. What's your quick overview on some of the kids that you have on this team right now?
I think there's enough talent. We're probably going to bring two or three guys in. But I remember my first year at Georgia State, they had 10 straight losing seasons, and I didn't bring one player in. And we had 7 seniors, and we won 22 games our first year. And so I look at a lot like that. We got some veteran kids here that are talented, just hadn't won. I coached against this team the last 2 years. Both times I were able to beat them, so I know a little bit about this team. And so the fix won't be as difficult as most people think.
Final question for you, Coach. The American Athletic Conference, you see Houston's in the Sweet 16. UCF was a tip-in, a layup away from beating Duke. They got some good basketball in this conference. What's your thoughts on the American Conference?
I'm excited about this conference. I love the conference. Another reason that I wanted to come here, I've coached against most of the guys in this league before, so it's not like I haven't coached against them. And so I feel confident in what we're doing, but I'm excited to be in this league. And again, that was just another reason that I wanted to come here because, again, this is a multi-big league. You know, where I was coming from before the Sun Belt, that was frustrating to me. You know, again, I could win the league and not go to the NCAA tournament. And so I wanted to be in a multi-big league, and so that brings excitement to me.
I like that. At Coach R. Hunter is the way to follow you personally on Twitter. Coach, looking forward to seeing what kind of basketball team we're going to get to see in Uptown New Orleans. And I'm sure you've already met him, Todd Graffanini. Fair warning, you talk about investment. You got one that's invested already in Tulane basketball. So have fun with him.
I sure will, buddy. Good. I can't wait to get back on the show again.
Looking forward. Thank you so much for your time. Enjoy the rest of the day.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Ron Hunter, new head basketball coach. We literally had 5 minutes, 4 minutes, 30 seconds, Jordan. That's how you do it. Just letting you know.
God, you're awesome.
Well, just letting you know.
See what I did
there? Have more time later, but he's literally going to another event right now. So we, I got the text.
Yeah, cut it short.
You have 5 minutes on the drive from one part of campus to the other. We did it. I just wanted to kind of give you an overview of who he is. And you can hear, you know, it's interesting. I never told you anything about him, right? So you literally just heard what you had to hear there and what Todd said, right? What was the thing that you told me during the break that I thought was interesting?
He just had a lot of passion. I could just hear the emotion in his voice and just like what people have been saying about him. He brings a win now mindset to this school that they might not have had before. So that's what I got from that interview.
Yeah, look, and I get it, you know, to the skeptics or to Tulane fans that say, oh, yeah, it's great. You can say, but again, I think attitude has a lot to do with it. I asked him, how long will it take to be a winning program? And he said 2 o'clock.
Yeah, it already happened.
2 p.m. In other words, I guess they're having a practice, whatever. 2 p.m. But look, does that translate? I understand that. Does it translate to wins? Do they make the threes? But I think it starts with the mindset. It's just like in anything, whether it's business or what. I mean, you're not going to be a successful businessman if you go into it and say, Jordan, we're going to start our own show in another place and have our own radio station. Be like, hey, let's see if we work. No, we better, right? And look, and I hear from him. I've never lost. You know what he reminds me of? Just when I hear him say, I've never lost. I'm not about losing. I'm not going to start now. You know who says that? Literally. Same building he's going to be working in. Willie Fritz. And look, he struggled and saw how difficult, but you're seeing per season the trend, right? And you've seen that. But hearing him just now in those brief 5 minutes, it sounds a lot like Willie Fritz of I have a way I go about doing things. It's worked. It's been proven. I've won.
I mean, he was winning at the other school that
and
he was
I
at.
I thought it was interesting. He also said this job is better than a lower level SEC rule. And it's important that he said that because it's true. It's New Orleans. It's a bigger city. It's a bigger market. And I've said this to a lot of different people too. I get it. You know, there's a lot of focus and rightfully so on LSU and the SEC. I get it. The American's not a bad conference, man. We're talking major cities. Tampa, Orlando, Philadelphia, Dallas, Houston. I mean, those are major cities.
Like you said, UCF Cincinnati, almost knocked off Duke.
They're a layup away. They're a layup away.
I still don't know how that ball didn't
and
drop.
Everyone talks about how great a job Johnny Dawkins is doing. So you better bring it. Did you see Dana Holgen? The West Virginia head coach is now the Houston Cougar head football coach. They pulled him from that. The Americans got it together. And I don't mean this disrespectfully. My Eagles are there. But Conference USA and the American, it's night and day, man. Go Google Conference USA and read the articles on there. Their TV deals. They're like begging people to. Yeah. Well, again, you know, I've always said this. I love as many baseball teams in the state that can get going. I'd love to see the focus back on college basketball. And look, I understand we're still going to see how the situation plays out at LSU. At the end of the day, though, the LSU basketball team had to go out and win the games. However you got them there, and however you, they had to go do it.
And they've done that so far.
And a coach had to pull them together and get them and coach them up to go do so, right? They're a Sweet 16 team. And I'd love to see a couple of these universities in the state kind of get going, too, when it comes to hoops, too. I mean, Alfred Payton plays with your Pelicans, came from UL. You know, we've seen some good hoops in the state in the past. So, and like I said, I think the more it grows and the more it gets better all around the state, the love affair. I mean, I keep using the kid across the street, little Mark, who's now 20-something years old, when I first moved where I currently live. You know, it's like 8 or 9. We shot hoops. All he knows is the Pelicans. All he knows. It's all he knows. And, you know, when you look at it, they're now generations. They're, you know, 20 years almost of professional NBA basketball. That's all the kids know, you know. Grew up with both of the teams being in there. Fox Sports NFL has an interesting tweet. Who are we up against? This is best NFL fan base, bracket style.
So it looks like we beat the Detroit Lions in the first round.
Well, geez, thanks.
We're a 4 seed.
We're a 4 seed?
We're a 4 seed.
Who are the 1 seeds?
Hold on,
let me guess. The 1 seeds. Dallas. Pittsburgh.
Dallas is one.
New England.
Pittsburgh's another one.
Uh-huh.
New England's another one.
Who's the 4th 1 seed? Bears?
No, the Eagles.
The Eagles?
The Eagles are the last 1st seed.
Okay, so those are the 4 1 seeds.
The 4 1 seed. Pittsburgh, who? Eagles, Cowboys, Patriots.
Okay. I would say 2 seeds, Minnesota.
Let me find them real quick. No.
Green Bay? It's got to be one.
No.
They're not a 2 seed.
They're a 3 seed. Seattle.
Seattle's a 2 seed?
No. Hold on to your microphone, your headsets real quick. Guess who's a 2 seed?
Don't you dare say it.
Your Atlanta Falcons.
You.
Guess who's another 2 seed?
Wait a minute.
No.
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 You. No. 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 No.
You might just want to leave the room.
We're not letting this fly. We are not letting this fly.
Your Carolina Kitty Cats are a 2 seed.
You gotta be kidding me.
And then we have the Denver Broncos as the last 2 seed. You want to know what the Saints seed is in this Fox Sports NFL bracket? Your New Orleans Saints are a 4 seed.
I gotta ask you something.
I want to know what in what world,
are we all here to
as
do
we hear this horrible song in the background, can anybody,
the
Atlanta Falcon fans don't think they're a 2 seed. There is no humanly possible way that a rational, intelligent human being could sit in a room and say, all right, let's seed teams in the NFL. Now, this is best NFL fan bases. I would imagine the criteria to be a top NFL fan base is to actually have fans. Second criteria, you actually show up to games. Third criteria, 1 and 2. I can't fathom. You're joking with me, right? Because I can't see it from where I'm sitting. There's no way the Atlanta Falcons are a 2 seed, and the Carolina Panthers are a 2 seed?
I'll move the monitor right now to show you.
You cannot be serious.
No, it's not done by popularity. It's the NFL Electoral College.
Well, let me tell you something. That still wouldn't even work.
The good news is,
they don't have anybody to go to the games.
The good news is, wait. I'm going to make you feel a little bit better.
No, there's no making me feel better. This is the most retweet that.
You want to
at the Saints and then at Saints fans and then put 3, 2, 1 dot dot dot. Do it. A 2 seed. You have got to be joking.
We are going to the Sweet 16 in this bracket. Though.
Stop it.
We beat the Patriots.
Let me tell you. Stop it. There is no.
What do you want me to say again?
Way put. At Saints. Yeah. The Falcons are a 2 seed. Go ahead and at them, too.
I am. I was.
Yeah, at them, too.
Not Jimmy Fallon. I accidentally clicked Jimmy Fallon. At Falcons.
I can't even think right now. And I get this is a meaningless poll, and this is just for you-know-what and giggles. I get it, but it still bothers me. If you still want to have fun, you got to be remotely accurate. Like, not even screaming A. Would say the Falcons are a 2 seed?
I'm adding the Carolina Kitty Cats also.
A 2 seed?
Since they're a 2 seed also.
There's no way those two fan bases are more passionate and care more. It's impossible. The TV ratings tell you. A 2 seed. Don't tell Graf. Do not tell Graf. Go ahead and add Graf. Go ahead and at NT Graf. Do it. At NT Graf. We'll be back. We'll go through some of the rule changes, including blind side blocks. They're a no-no now in the NFL. I can't. The Falcons are a better fan base than the Saints. I mean, exactly. Oh, man. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
Has been reborn. The Caddyshack Bar and Grill is now Vinny's Caddyshack. Come check out the newly renovated bar, revamped liquor selection, and be sure to grab one of our specialty cocktails. If you are looking for a great lunch or want to unwind after a long day at the office, then look no further than Vinny's. Join us for the best happy hour in town, and we're open until 5 a.m. every night. Come see the all-new Vinny's at 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie.
March Mania is here. Shop now online or in person at Greg LeBall Toyota. Our new express store makes shopping online easier than ever. And we now offer home delivery. Get the all-new 2019 Tundra TSS off-road for just $32,990. That's just $32,990 for a new off-road Tundra four-door. All Louisiana residents are welcome to participate in Greg LeBall Toyota's low, low prices on new Toyotas. Shop online. Shop now at GregLeBlancToyota.com. And save today during March Mania.
Model 8239, MSRP 38449, 4,000 rebate plus TNL.
Everybody wants cheap airfare, but where do you find it? You call low-cost airlines. Their prices are direct from the airlines, and they're so low you can't find these fares published anywhere. They specialize in cheap flights, discount hotel rooms, cheap car rental rates, and great package deals anywhere around the world. Wherever you want to go, they can help you get there cheaply and with the best price guarantee. If you want the lowest prices on your airline tickets or other travel services, call now. That's right, call. That's the only way to get these rates. Experts are standing by 24/7 to get you the cheapest airfare and hotel rates available. So don't wait. Call right now for the lowest travel prices anywhere and for great last-minute travel deals, too. Call right now. 800-708-3091. 800-708-3091. 800-708-3091. That's 800-708-3091.
Listen up, folks. It's tax time at Homa's Clayton Homes on Highway 311 in Houma. Keep your tax refund and trade in your old trailer home for something new. Homa's Clayton Homes. Call 985-872-2850 if that old trailer has got to go. Remember, keep your tax refund in your pocket. And remember Homa's Clayton Homes. It's located right off of Highway 311 in Houma. And be sure to visit them on Facebook.
Megan here with Vision Communications. Have you checked out Vision's Lightwave TV yet? With Lightwave TV, you get a more modern interactive program guide, better search features, true multi-room DVR, access to new channels, and so much more. Upgrade to Lightwave TV today and pay only $65 a month. That's only $65 a month and includes 2 set-top boxes and DVR service. Call today for offer details and to learn more about Lightwave TV. A better way to watch. From Vision Communications, bringing you a better vision.
Your life is mobile. So is your bank. As a State Bank and Trust Company account holder, you can check your balances, view transactions, transfer funds, and pay bills anywhere or anytime with State Bank and Trust Company's online banking or mobility app. Call or stop by any State Bank and Trust location for all the details. State Bank and Trust Company. Cajun banking, served just the way you like it. Member FDIC.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Going to get into some of the rule changes that have taken place already on the owners' meetings, including blindside blocks have been ruled out. And enjoying the intern through a monkey in the wrench here. So Fox Sports NFL has, everyone does brackets around this time. Seeding based on team account Twitter followers. Team account Twitter followers is what they're saying.
Best NFL fan.
Best NFL fan base. Your New Orleans Saints are a 4 seed. The Atlanta Falcons and the Carolina Panthers are a 2 seed.
Wait a second. Weren't the Saints just awarded for like the best social media team?
Correct.
In all the NFL?
Correct. I said, please don't tell Todd that the Falcons in any poll, any which way, in any world or any dimension are a 2 seed above the Saints fan base. And apparently he heard it. Todd, your thoughts.
Yeah, unfortunately, I did hear it, Gus. And, you know, I'm really in a bad mood right now. And I was in a great mood because one of my all-time favorite movies, Fletch, is on the bus here on the way to Lafayette. And I had to call because I just heard that absolute joke of a bracket. And, I mean, what's the prerequisite for filling out these brackets? Do you have to smoke crack to be seated what in the world are these people thinking? Now, I mean, if you're Twitter followers, okay, well, they might have more Twitter followers because, well, hey, we're going to follow the Atlanta Falcons. It's a bigger city, blah, 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 blah. But, I mean, lay off the drugs, whoever is putting these brackets together. I'm at a loss. I'm going to go watch Fletch, Gus, and get back in a better mood.
A 2 seed.
That's ridiculous.
The Panthers. Two teams in
again,
the division above
again,
the Saints.
Lay off the
You listen to Falcon or Atlanta sports talk radio for fun for some reason. They don't even think they have a fan.
No. All they do is whine and moan about how no one's in their seats when the games are going on. That's all they do.
A 2 seed.
But yeah, they're a 2 seed.
A
okay,
2 seed.
Maybe they need to give it up for Lent, like I do. Don't fill out brackets when you're not sober. Goodbye.
There he goes, Ty Graffinini. I can't, like, I've lost my train of thought.
A
2 seed. First off, you're better than that. As a web producer.
What have we done?
Best fan base based on Twitter followers.
What have we done to Fox Sports NFL to make them so unpleased?
I just, again.
Stay tuned for voting to begin again on Monday.
There isn't anything you can give me that you would remotely put that fan base above, much less ours, the Packers. The Vikings?
Well, Packers do have a good, but I wouldn't put it above ours. I would say.
But look, I mean, again, we're talking about Lombardi. I mean, they love their team there. The Cheeses, that's all they live for. Like, Atlanta. Like, I would, you know how you grade on a scale or a curve in grading papers and grades and stuff in school? Because they're such a bad fan base, I have to deduct something. If they have 1 million followers, I have to deduct 500,000 because they're probably bots.
Deduct the team.
Because they don't have that many fan followers. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to deduce. Like, if you came to me with a list and said, okay, for some reason we're going to do a bracket in a poll based on Twitter followers. And you bring me and go, dude, Atlanta's a 2 seed. I'm like, no way. I'm going to tell you no way. I'm going to tell you, go to the team page and pull up, and half of them are going to be bots or fake accounts. Jordan's doing the research. Saints Twitter followers versus Atlanta Twitter followers. I mean,
Atlanta
look at the background
Atlanta
picture
has
of that.
2.34 million.
2.43 million.
The Saints have 1.3 3-9, and the Carolina Kitty Cats have 3.01 million. So they do have a, according to what they're stating, they do have more Twitter followers, but I would say that they're most likely bots.
You know what? Here's the other thing, though. I blame our listeners if you don't have a Twitter account. I have people that I know, I don't do the Twitter. Well, you know what? Now, because of that, you're behind the Falcons. God. Yes. So I blame you.
Gus, without being political, you saw the inaugural?
What's that?
The last president.
Yeah.
Maybe the Falcons stadium's been photoshopped.
I guess. Okay. I don't know.
I saw on Twitter.
I just can't. Yeah, what we got?
They must have gotten their football team confused with their football team.
I agree. See, maybe you have people that think that that's what you're right.
And
you're
right. Adding the AAF.
Because Atlanta FC won the MLS Cup and put more people in that championship game that they hosted than the Falcons have ever put in that stadium. I can't. What did Houdat in Tennessee say?
To Fox Sports must have given Atlanta credit for the artificial noise machine in the stadium.
That's what I'm saying! I have to deduct. If you came to me and said, well, they do have 2 points, that's fine. 500,000 deduction based on fake fan noise. And then I'm going to deduct at least 300,000 of their followers based on there's no way that people even go to the stadium. So if I deducted 1.5 million, where would the Saints and Falcons be? Closer?
No, actually, the Saints would be ahead by,
exactly.
By a couple thousand.
Ridiculous.
Give or take.
Absolutely ridiculous. In what world are the Falcon fan base remotely above anybody?
At kickoff.
Thank you, Jordan. You've completely thrown me off the last 20
minutes. Yeah, we've been talking about 20 this for 20 minutes.
Okay. On a meaningless, stupid poll. It does nothing. It does absolutely nothing.
If it wasn't for us, for me finding what the Falcons tweeted about.
You know the only thing that can make me feel better? Global Golf. The Global Golf Party is an exciting evening feature. I have to read something that says Global Tournament. Great cuisine from some of the era's top restaurants. It's going to be Friday, April 12th over at Ellendale Country Club. 6:30 is when it starts. It's going to be live music, silent auction, Atlanta fans bashing. We can throw that in there as well. I mean, seriously.
Global.
Yeah. Let's put like a Falcon logo.
I mean, we did
something.
We did contribute.
We did contribute to the
winning because we do follow them on Twitter.
Well, we have to see what idiots they tweet. Gus, anyway, come on out.
You okay?
I'm not.
Well,
I'm not.
Question. Uh-huh. I'm gonna go into music and break. You want to come back and finish today's show or what?
Yeah, you know what? I'll do that.
Oh, okay. You're a good man.
We have a ton of guests actually coming up, so I need to refocus. Come on out, play some golf. Glow Golf or just Park T.
You are a pro.
See what I just did there? Party.
Yep, party.
Get it? Yeah. Help support. It's a fight against cancer. It's a really good benefit. For the tickets, go to TGMC.com. TGMC.com on Tuesday, April 9th. We'll be out there for the Pro-Am. So looking forward to that. Tuesday is the Pro-Am. You can sign up your team and sponsorship information at TGMC.com. Or you can go on Friday and play the Glow Golf Party. Have a little fun with that as well. We'll come back. I promise I'll get into show stuff. Such as why blindside blocks are now illegal in the NFL, and if we're still waiting, right? Still waiting to see if any of the review for pass interference calls are going to be passed. Proposal 6, Proposal 6A, and Proposal 6B. We'll have that next on Sports Hangover at ESPN New Orleans.
Are you looking for a delicious meal and a great spot to watch all the games? Deuce McAllister's Old Saint Kitchen and Tap at 132 Royal Street right off Canal is that and a whole lot more. With outstanding Southern Coastal Cuisine dishes such as shrimp and grits, more than 50 craft beers on tap, 15 TVs, craft cocktails, and breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Old Saint is not your average sports bar. Enjoy the 2-for-1 draft happy hour from 3 to 7 weekdays and make your reservations through Open Table or visit online, oldsaint.com.
Easy, convenient, affordable. Lady of the Sea Family Medical Clinic in Cutoff, located directly in front of the hospital off of Highway 1 in Galliano, sees patients from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. weekdays and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on weekends. Same-day appointments are available on weekdays, with no appointment necessary beginning at 5 p.m. and anytime on weekends. The added convenience of a pharmacy at the same location makes it the best choice for patients in South Lafourche. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
At Progressive, we think your handbag business with a reversible top-notch is top-notch. In fact, there's no other notch at the tippity-top your top-notch doesn't top. But even at the top, you didn't stop. You copped Progressive Business Insurance. With over 40 years of expertise helping non-stop and top-notchers notch spots at the top. Now, break out your stopwatch and hopscotch to ProgressiveCommercial.com. Because this is one opportunity you don't want to botch. Progressive Casualty Insurance and Affiliates.
The years just keep sliding by, don't they? How is it March already? If you're still not in a job you love, stop messing around. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in months, not years, even with zero IT experience. Attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week. My Computer Career is nationally accredited, and financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
It's time for some straight talk. Picture this. Your favorite team is playing. You're streaming the game. 10 seconds left. Your team shoots. Oops. Your data runs out.
Look, don't let that happen. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get 25 gigs of high-speed data, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks.
Join Team Straight Talk and get unlimited talk and text plus 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month.
Straight Talk Wireless, everything for less, only at Walmart.
First 25 gigs at high speed, then 2G. See terms at straighttalk.com.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 dun, FM dun, dun, dun. And ESPN 1003.com.
Ow, I don't like the Atlanta Falcons. See what I just did there, George? Brendan chiming in. Louisiana just doesn't have the amount of Twitter users that other areas of the country have. I've learned that in his research with what he does. It's an easy explanation. There's no explanation. I want no explanation.
Brendan, you need to get us some bots.
I want no. Yes. Why? No, look, I get it. Atlanta's a major metropolitan area. Look, it's not my fault, Brendan and others that think I need to move on with the show.
Yeah, move on with the show.
When you're born and raised here, it's like Carver. He understands.
No, he doesn't. He wants to rise up.
Say that again in this big pen. I will stab you in the eye.
Carver wants to rise up.
Stab you in the eye.
Rise up.
There's your mic. It's gone. At NFL Football Ops. Tweeting, today's annual meeting of the owners voted to make permanent the kickoff rule changes that were implemented in 2018. The changes resulted in 38% reduction in kickoff concussions from the 2015-17 seasons, largely impacted from eliminating wedge blocks. So they just made it official, no wedge blocking. They were trying it out apparently the last couple of years. It wasn't official. Now, something they did pass that Jordan and I are disagreeing upon. They have expanded protection of the player being blocked. Owners voted to eliminate blindside blocks. 1/3 of all concussions on punts were caused by blindside blocks. Rule change: any forcible contact by the blocker with his head, shoulder, or forearm is prohibited. Now, you looked at the... We retweeted this as well. There's a minute video. They show highlights of what's illegal and what's legal, right? Look, I've said this watching the game, and I'm not trying to lower what football is supposed to be about. I've never gotten the blind side. There's no other intent other than to de-cleat you. And to hurt you. And if you're not expecting to get clocked, there's a high risk of getting injured. And again, if we're trying to eliminate concussions as best we can. I understand football is a contact sport. I understand some things are just going to happen. I get completely, as Marlon says, dude, I'm on the D-line. When I engage, my helmet hits helmet. I understand it. That's normal football stuff. But it's sort of like intent, right? When I can get a running head start, IU up, and run 10, 15 yards when you don't see me coming and hit you, what do you think's going to happen? Chances are you're going to get hurt. Now, is that taking away some of the gladiatorial elements of the NFL? I hear you, but what I'm saying is if you think that's a way to make the game, I just think it's a dirty play. I could be completely wrong on this. Feel free to chime in. I just think it's a dirty play. If you're not looking, it's to me like the guy that, or it's that dude in fights that comes up and sneaks you. I have no respect for that guy. You're the guy while two other people engage, you walk around and you pop them on the side of the face. What, you're bad that way? Face the person, then swing. I've always felt that way. Like, nothing bothers me more than when I see people get jumped and stuff. It takes seven people on one. You get what I'm getting at? I don't have that respect for you. I don't know if it's the same, if I'm equating it the same, but now you're shaking your head. You think I'm...
Equating it to getting jumped is a little extreme.
Well, what I'm saying is the guy's completely not looking,
not
running
not
full
at the
speed.
Fi- now, not the around one the 50
okay,
minute
the
mark.
One you're pointing out, second. Though, is here's a guy from the Dolphins trying to catch a Green Bay Packers by the numbers going towards the sideline, right? And they highlight it, and he comes in and hits him. And he takes him out, and another Dolphin makes the play. To your point is?
My point is that that guy that's trying to defend his, I think, running back or mm-hmm. no, wide receiver, he's trying to stop him from tackling his wide, getting his wide receiver taken down.
I agree.
And it's not that far of a distance
where
it happens.
Now, that play you're showing me, the gray area is, and again, and I'm trying to explain it as best as I can, right? Okay, to make it easier.
Just go to our Twitter page.
Screen pass. Screen pass to the running back in the flat, far side, going towards the sideline. The defensive end is chasing him down to try to tackle him. A receiver turns around, blocks said defensive end without him seeing. I think that's what it is that he didn't turn his head. Now, if he was in full chase mode, it is going to be interesting if that's illegal because you're right. The guy's trying to tackle the ball carrier. So.
And they're going head on. They're going almost head on at each other.
I agree.
So I don't see how that's a blind side.
That's going to be a difficult call in that instance. But then again, isn't a blind side block essentially mostly always somebody in chase of the ball? Now again, the wording is forcible contact with his helmet, forearm, or shoulder. What I said is I look at him like, okay, well, just put your arms on him.
I'm not believing anything that the NFL says in those with their wording in the rule book.
What are you not believing? They're saying that's the ruling, and that's what's going to determine whether or not you throw a flag.
The same thing with the quarterback.
This has nothing to do with the quarterback. You see,
I know it
doesn't. You go again. No.
It's the same concept.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Protecting players, and there's forcible contact.
But the wording on this rule is what's going to determine if a flag gets thrown.
This forcible contact on the
forcible contact. So,
so was the Patriots play was forcible contact.
I'm with you on this. I would like to see leaving your feet. You know, you can't de-cleat somebody because what is forcible? I mean, if you're running full speed and I'm running full speed, I'm going to have to use some force to at least put my arms on you, like to engage and block, right? To get in your way. I mean, there's going to be contact. I get what the intent is and what they're trying to do. I do. Don't you?
No, I completely agree, but yet they still have Thursday night football games still being played, but it's apparently to protect the players.
Look at you. But this is a rule inside the game.
Yeah, well, guess what? Giving players more time to rest their and heal their body to full capacity takes more than 4 or 5 days.
Jordan Kleber, advocate for the NFLPA.
I've done my research on CTE.
No, look, I'm with you. I think it's pretty laughable to go, let's make the game safer. Hey, you ready for Thursday? Awesome. Let's do it.
You said Sunday night football game. Ready for Thursday?
Ready for Thursday?
Actually, no.
Yeah, actually, no. But so yeah, that's now illegal, the blindside block. Again, I do think that there is a clear blindside block and not. Would you agree?
Yeah, there's some in the video where the player is not even anywhere close
again,
to the ball
here
carrier.
We go again. We're asking an official to determine what's a dirty blindside block and what's not.
But you have, what, five or six officials on the field at one time. It shouldn't be a problem.
Well, like I said, it'll be very interesting to see how that kind of goes up that way. Saints and tight end Jared Cook are coming to agreement on a deal. The team has released it. The news tweeted it, posted a picture of Jared Cook, John Gruden, at the owners' meetings this morning saying he's sickened that they lost him. Sean Payton flat out said he is the guy opposite of Michael Thomas. So that, to me, is the second pass catcher for your New Orleans Saints. 2 years, $15.5 million. Eight of it is guaranteed. And he can make up to $19 million with incentives here as well. Also, Sean Payton saying we're waiting to see what the ruling's going to be. There's three versions of proposal six. And when it comes to reviewing pass interference calls, six is just reviewing pass interference calls, eligible to be reviewed. 6A, you can review pass interference, you can review roughing the passer, and you can review hitting a defenseless player. 6B, which is the only one that actually would have had anything to do for the NFC Championship game, that is reviewing pass interference and including no calls. I don't see 6B being passed. I'd rather 6A be passed because I think roughing the pass could be just as important to be reviewable. And proposal six is just, can we review pass interference calls?
I just don't understand why they can't just make all penalties reviewable.
Like what, holding?
Well, I mean, I do see your point with holding, so.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Then we'd never play the game.
No, well, if it's...
That's why I say it's a challenge. Make it a challengeable play. You got to challenge us, you can't challenge. Make it a challengeable play. Either give an extra challenge or just leave it as the amount of challenges you got. But make it a challengeable play. That way, it's just that. Because if you're going to review every pass interference call.
Or maybe just something controversial.
Because
that's
my thing. If I'm sitting in a meeting, I'm going, okay, so a pass interference call just got called. Is it going to be like a touchdown? Where all scoring plays and all turnovers are reviewed automatically. So is it like that? I mean, that would be my question. That's what I'm saying. None of these involve challenges. It's just going to be an automatic. So the second a flag comes out, while they're discussing the pass interference, it's being reviewed upstairs and they say yay or nay. Know what I'm saying? Was it pass interference or not? But is it based off of if a flag is thrown? That's the difference. If a flag doesn't get thrown, 6A and 6, proposal 6, don't cover.
But doesn't solve anything.
Exactly. The no call, flag didn't get thrown, that's proposal 6B. See if that gets passed as we await. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll speak with Tim Grubbs. It's his birthday, about some of the latest MLB developments here. You realize the season already started, right? Ichiro.
Correct.
Last year. Season getting ready to get going. Jordan the intern. You're a Cubby now, right? Didn't you say you're a Cub fan
now?
I've
been
a Cub. Okay, that's right. Well before my day, right?
Well before you did. I've been knowing them since they created the Cubs name.
Okay. Now you're lying.
How would you know?
Because it's in the 1800s and you weren't around. That's why. Sports Hangover continues next with Touch 'Em All, Timmy Grubbs on ESPN New Orleans.
Medications can be scary sometimes, but necessary for our health and well-being. Lady of the Sea Community Pharmacy's staff are trained in finding you the lowest cost available on your medications. Stop by with your prescriptions or medicine bottles and let one of us review your options. Patients who take their medications as prescribed have better health outcomes. Stop by one of our pharmacies today, located in Rouse's Supermarket on Highway 3235 in La Rose, or at Lady of the Sea Medical Clinic in Cutoff. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
On the Sporting Life. Jeremy speaks with some of his favorite guests.
The film was pretty good, but it didn't rise up to the best docs. It didn't make me cry. You took the short route on a lot of the production.
Whenever boxing has an opportunity to shoot itself in the foot in terms of regaining its resonance with your average sports fan, it invariably shoots itself in the foot. And this is a real opportunity.
Download this and every edition of The Sporting Life on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts.
The best kept secret on the Bayou is, well, it's Raceland Auto Center. The secret is, number one, they do the repairs right the first time. Number two is you don't need an appointment. Number three, they use top quality parts. Number four, they're honest and reliable. Number five, they sell most brand name tires. Number six, they're a bumper to bumper full service center. Number seven, they charge small town prices on repairs in comparison to dealership prices. Repeat customers always become family. Raceland Auto Center, Highway 308 in Raceland.
Hi, this is Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser, inviting you to take a Louisiana staycation. Do you know the story of the Baroness de Pontalva? Learn how she helped design Jackson Square and the impact her life had on the French Quarter at the Cabildo now. You have a sports fan in the family? The Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame in Natchitoches is just a ticket. One of nine museums that tell thousands of stories to feed your soul. Plan your family staycation at one of our great museums in Louisiana at LouisianaTravel.com.
Sponsored by the Louisiana Office of Tourism.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Welcome back. Sports Hangover at Mr. Tim Grubbs is the way to follow Tim Grubbs. And before we get started, some baseball talk. Happy birthday, bud.
Hey, thanks, Gus. It's always good to have a birthday, a week before opening day? And the weather worked out perfect. Beautiful day out here today.
Now, you say opening day for the baby cakes.
Right.
Dude, Thursday is the regular season opener for the Cubs and everyone else in Major League Baseball this weekend. It's crazy to me. Doesn't it seem early?
It's very early. You know, I mean, I in the past, opening day has been on March 31st, maybe March 30th, usually April 1 or 2. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's usually the first couple of days of April. It's usually like a week after my birthday, you know, at least several days. But this year they creeped it up there to March 28th, so that's just crazy. But I think it makes sense, you know, from a standpoint of, you know, why do you have opening day on a Monday or a Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
You know, why not maximize the weekend? You do run up against the NCAA tournament, and you do run up as you play games in March, especially in places like Chicago, Detroit, and Minneapolis.
Yep.
But, you know, it's still March, and it could be snowing. So I do see some potential issues, and it's not like all these games this weekend are going to be in southern cities. So could have a problem, but I like the idea of moving it up.
Yeah, no, I'm with you, and obviously because of that, the Cubs started a 9-game road trip and then come home to open the home opener against your dreaded Pittsburgh Pirates. I'm excited. I'm not ready for it just yet because I'm still in college basketball mode, but it's here. I'll be ready. I'll be wearing my jerseys as I always do every opening day, so I'm pumped. I've recruited Jordan the intern who said he had no real baseball team, so he's now a Cubby, whether he likes it or not. When you look at going into opening week on weekend, some of the top storylines, I saw Jacob DeGrom signing a $137 million extension with the Mets. That guy can bring it, and that's kind of a key for the Mets that kind of seem to be, you don't know where.
Yeah, no, DeGrom is good, and the Mets needed to do that. This is a Mets team that, you know, the more you read about them, yeah, they've got Robinson Cano in a trade, they've got some guys, but they needed a guy. You know what I mean? They needed to spend some money and keep him there. You didn't want to have a season of, is he going to leave after the year, or are they going to trade him at the deadline? And, hey, that's been an interesting trend, if you've noticed it. Since Harper and since Manny Machado were free agents all the way into March, Arenado signed an extension. You and I talked about Mike Trout. That was our story last week. Signed an extension. DeGrom signed the extension. It's amazing. You look at these guys that were all going to be free agents are deciding, hey, you know what? I don't want to put my family, I don't want to put myself through that. Let's just lock it up in advance, and so we don't have to worry about, you know, playing a season knowing that you're a free agent at the end of the year and have to go through all that. Let's just lock it up in advance. And I think it's great.
Speaking with Tim Grubbs, voice of the Baby Cakes, they start next week. Major League Baseball opens up regular season play this weekend. You take a look, obviously, and we'll kind of quickly just do this because obviously it's a long season. We'll sort of look at it. So let's start with the AL in the East, Baltimore, Toronto, Tampa, Boston, New York. Is it Sox and Yanks and everyone else?
Well, you know, it's Sox, Yanks definitely are the cream of the crop, and one or the other will win the division. The other one, you can almost say today, is absolutely going to be a wild card. But Tampa Bay, you know, won 90 games last year and just quietly, you know, was able to do it. They didn't make the postseason, but they're a lot better than people think. Obviously, Baltimore is just terrible. I mean, you're talking about, you know, 120 loss team there, if not more. If, you know, definitely 100 losses somewhere in there with Baltimore. And Toronto, they're young. But no, it's definitely the two at the top, Yanks and Sox.
So Kansas City made it to the World Series 1-1 a little bit ago. The Indians, though, have kind of held a grip there in the Central. Can the White Sox make a play this year, or the Tigers, Twins, or is it just Joey's Cleveland Indians?
Well, Joey's Cleveland Indians are a little battered and bruised. They've got some injuries that they're dealing with at the moment. So, and they're not going to have a lot of guys healthy till mid to late April, it sounds. So if they get off to a slow start, that certainly makes the AL Central wide open. Kansas City is another terrible team. Their farm system is beaten down from all those trades. And, you know, when you win the World Series and you're a small market team and you make a run multiple years in a row, that stuff piles up over time. I think the Twins could be the team that could be interesting to look at. I think it's still Cleveland's division to win, but I think the Twins are going to be certainly a team that's going to be hanging around pretty late. White Sox are still too young. And obviously, they made a play at Manny Machado and Bryce Harper and failed on both. So I think they didn't make enough this offseason to really make a push, but we'll see what happens. I mean, I think they're definitely a team long-term that we'll be talking about 2 or 3 years from now about how good the White Sox will be.
Over in the West, Seattle, Texas, Houston, Angels, and Athletics. Is it the Astros kind of lost some players here a little bit, but I don't know why. Could this be the Athletics season to win the West?
I don't think. I mean, I think what Oakland did last year was very impressive, but I think what they did with such a young team, I wouldn't be surprised they take a step back and, you know, 2 months from now we're talking on the air about what's wrong with Oakland? You know, what happened to them? I definitely think it's Houston's year again. I think the Astros, their farm system is so good. Yes, they've lost a few players, and they're not exactly the same roster, but I think sometimes you need that. And when you have a good farm system like that, they're going to replace. They got some young talent coming up there. I think the Astros are still really loaded. And, of course, Verlander just signed that extension, so that's over and done with. They're not going to have those rumors. But, you know, there'll be other teams. Obviously, Seattle's not bad. Oakland, you know, surprised everybody last year, but I think they may take a step back.
In the NL, we got about 90 seconds here, Tim. The Braves in the East seem to me to be the favorites, huh?
That National League East is kind of strange because the Nationals are pretty good. Even though they lost Bryce, they've got some young players on that team. The Phillies, of course, got Harper, and they got David Robertson as a pitcher. But I think the Braves are the team. Now, do they set back? You know what I mean? Sometimes when you're a young team that peaks early, sometimes you do better the next year, and sometimes you take a step back. But I think it's going to be a tough division between those three teams. Mets and Marlins will be down towards the bottom, but I don't think the Mets are all that bad. But it should be fun, but I think it's – I'm really going to think the Nationals are – they put the Bryce Harper thing behind them. I think the Nats might be the team in that division.
So when you take a look, obviously, in the Central, I think this is one of the more competitive ones, right? Obviously, your Pirates, the Cardinals are still there. Brewers won it by a game in that playoff, of a playoff before the playoff, and in my Cubbies. Who do you like in the Central? And if you say the Cardinals, will never speak to you again.
It is the best division in baseball, I think, from top to bottom. I think the team that finishes in last place, it could be the Reds or the Pirates, could be over 500, which is crazy if you think about all of those teams. I think it's the Cubs and Cardinals. I think the Brewers take a little step back, but I'm telling you, I'm not a Cardinal fan, but I think the Cardinals have done a lot of good things this offseason. They're going to be competitive.
And out west, Grass, Dodgers, or do you think the Giants make a run this year?
I don't think the Dodgers will. I mean, I don't think the Giants will. The Dodgers are loaded again. I think it's Dodgers. Can the Rockies, You know what I mean?
Right,
they're a team
right.
that has some players. Can the Rockies hold on and play well? I think Colorado's got a really good shot of being that second wild card, or, you know, being a team that might be able to push L.A. a little bit, but it's still the Dodgers' division to lose. I mean, they're far and away, in my opinion, the best team in the National League West.
There he is, Touch 'Em All, Timmy Grubbs, on his birthday, finding a little bit of time to talk a little bit with us. And when do you guys start? Next week, right?
Next week, opening day is on Thursday, and the Marlins are making some fine-tuning. They're down to the, I think, pretty close to finalizing that roster today, the Major League team, and we'll find out on roster in the next day or two. So it's exciting. I mean, this Marlins team, you know, won't be that great in the big leagues, but we'll have a lot of good players down here.
Don't forget, Tim. Got to throw out that first pitch at some point this season.
We're going to lock you in. I want to see you and Carver out there.
I'm doing it. Thank you, bud. Appreciate it. As always, every Tuesday, we'll talk to Tim throughout the Major League Baseball season. Hour 3 next on ESPN New Orleans.